إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وحده في ذاته ووحده في صفاته وأشهد أن سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله وكفى بالله شهيدا فصلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال تبارك وتعالى كما ورد في سورة آل عمران أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولا تهنوا ولا تحزنوا وأنتم الأعلون إن كنتم مؤمنين وقال جل وعلا كما ورد في سورة البقرة أفتؤمنون ببعض الكتاب وتكفرون ببعض فما جزاء من يفعل ذلك منكم إلا خزي في الحياة الدنيا ويوم القيامة يردون إلى أشد العذاب وما الله بغافل عما تعملون صدق الله العظيم ومن أصدق من الله قيلا رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, in the last two khutbas, I discussed briefly the subject of tawbah. And tawbah is one of the remedies to the condition of the Muslims presently. And if you recall, I shared with you the condition and the state of affairs of Bani Israel after Ya'qub, after Israel, alayhi salatu wassalam, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Maryam, فَخَلَفَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ خَلْفٌ أَضَاعُوا الصَّلَاةِ A generation came after Bani Israel, the sons of Ya'qub, the sons of Israel. They lost their prayers, salah, adaa'u salah. Wattaba'u shahawat. Secondly, they followed their bodily lusts and inclinations. Fasawfa yalqawna ghayya. For them, there will be a severe torment and punishment in this life. Illa man taaba wa amana wa 'amila salihan. فَأُولَٰئِكَ يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةَ وَلَا يُظْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا Under those circumstances of losing touch with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah said, there's still hope for you. If you make tawbah, if you renew and revive your faith, وَآمَنَ And if you do the good and the righteous deeds, then you will be able to enter the paradise, the Jannah, and nothing will be done unjustly to you. Now if we compare to the condition of the present Muslim Ummah, we find that it's exactly due to the same two reasons why Muslims today are facing humiliation and disgrace in the world. We lost Salah, and we are following our bodily lusts and inclinations. The question is, why? What happened? What happened was we lost faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't have iman like we ought to have. I shared with you two ayat from the Quran that proves the point and shed some light to the condition of the Muslims today. We are presently in a state of weakness and fear. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you shall have no fear, you shall have no weakness, you shall have no anxiety. وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. And you will have the upper hand in the land. وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ. What a word Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used for the Muslim ummah. We use this word, al-a'la, to Allah jalla jalaluh. Subhana rabbiya al-a'la. Every time we prostrate, we glorify Allah Almighty, the Most High, al-a'la. Al-a'laun is the plural form of al-a'la. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, so long you glorify me, so long you worship me, so long you obey me, you shall never experience any state of fear, nor anxiety, nor weakness, and you will be al-a'laun in this land, under one condition. In kuntum mu'mineen, if you truly possess the real faith. One can infer from this ayah, looking at the condition of the ummah today, that we in reality don't have the required faith to be in a state of tranquility and safety. To make another point, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Baqarah makes it very clear, and the address here really is referring to Bani Israel. But Allah mentioned it, so we take heed and we pay attention and don't do what they did. Here's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْضِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْضِ. What's your problem, O Bani Israel? You believe in parts of the book and you reject the other part. Now you know in Islam, partial obedience is no obedience at all. It is all or none package. You either accept Islam as a total code of life, as a complete guidance for every aspect of your life, individually as well as collectively, or you don't pick and choose from the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Apparently, Bani Israel picked whatever suited their lifestyle from their book and rejected whatever did not suit their lifestyle. In addressing this situation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَمَا جَزَاءُ مَنْ يَفْعَلُ ذَٰلِكَ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا خِزْيٌ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Whoever takes into such an attitude will have nothing but khizi in this life. And what's khizi? Humiliation, disgrace. فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا, in this world. وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ أَشَدِّ الْعَذَابِ. What will their fate be on the Day of Judgment? They will be thrown into the worst of the punishment. وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. And don't think that Allah is unmindful of what you do. Indeed, Allah is aware of everything we are doing. Again, let us infer from this ayah. We Muslims today are facing humiliation. We are in a state of disgrace. Can this ayah shed some light as to why? Because we have not taken Islam as a complete guidance for ourselves. We have not taken Islam as a total socio-political economic system. We have picked and chosen whatever we desire from the Quran and left whatever does not suit our lifestyle. We have, so to say, put those ayat behind our backs, just like Bani Israel did. نَبَذَ فَرِيقٌ مِّنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَرَاءَ ظُهُورِهِمْ. You will find a group of people who have thrown the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala behind their backs. And that's the state of affairs of our ummah today, the Muslim ummah at large. Let me just give you a quick review of our past. Our predecessors, starting with the Khilafah al-Rashida, al-Khulafa al-Rashidun al-Mahdiyun, and the two generations after them were counted among the best of the generations in the history of mankind. According to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this narration you find in Muhaddith Bukhari and in Imam Muslim's books of ahadith, top two most authentic ahadith. خَيْرُ أُمَّةِ الْقَرْنُ الَّذِي بُعِثْتُ فِيهِ. The best of the generation of my ummah is the generation I was sent to. ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ. And then the generation that comes after them. ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ. And then after them, the third generation. وَفِي الصَّحِيحِ أَيْضًا عَنْ عَائِشَةٍ قَالَتْ سأل رجل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أي الناس خير. A man came to the Prophet and asked, which of the people are the best of the people? فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم القرن الذي أنا فيه ثم الثاني ثم الثالث. He says, the best of the people are the generation I am with, and then the second, and then the third. Now, if we take a close look at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and before Islam came, Islam as the way we know it today in terms of the do's and don'ts, we find that a complete transformation took place prior to the final commandments of the do's and don'ts have arrived or revealed. This is a very important point, my dear brothers and sisters. In a nutshell, Iman came before Islam. And what is required today, although we have Islam, we cannot disregard the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what is required today is to focus on Iman, on the usul, more than the furu'. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, as he was raising the Kaaba with his son Ismail, he made a dua. He made a couple of them. He said, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. First, he asked that Allah should accept their efforts in rebuilding the Kaaba. Then he said, رَبَّنَا وَجَعَلْنَا مُسْلِمَيْنِ لَكَ. O Allah, make us of those who submit to you totally. اُدْخُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَّةً, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, enter into Islam in totality. And here Ibrahim is praying that he makes him and his son Ismail accept everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals to them. وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِنَا أُمَّةً مُسْلِمَةً. And also make from our progeny a Muslim nation. مُسْلِمَةً لَكْ, that submits and surrenders to you. وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا. And show us the places of worship and the acts and rituals that we have to do. وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا, and forgive us, accept our repentance. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. Indeed, you are the one who accepts the repentance, who is merciful. Then he said, رَبَّنَا وَابْعَثْ فِيهِمْ, and our Lord send through them, فِيهِمْ, the Ummah of Ismail عليه الصلاة والسلام. رَبَّنَا وَبْعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكَ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. O our Lord, send from amongst them a messenger who will, number one, يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكَ. He will recite upon them, upon the people, your ayat, the revelations, the book, the Qur'an. Number two, وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابِ Someone who will teach them the do's and don'ts. وَالْحِكْمَةِ And to teach them the wisdom. And finally, number four, وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ And to purify them. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ Surely you are the Almighty, the All-Wise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded to the supplication of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. And he said in Surah Ali Imran, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَإِنْ كَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ Surely, definitely, Allah had given a favor upon the believers. He had sent from amongst them a messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number one, يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ He will recite the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to them. Number two, in the request of Ibrahim, he asked for the messenger will teach them the do's and don'ts. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, no, it's not time yet for the do's and don'ts. We need to purify them first. وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ Number two, he will purify them. وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ Once they are purified, then they are ready to accept the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the do's and don'ts. وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ And then finally, the wisdom behind all of these do's and don'ts, the wisdom behind the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِن كَانُوا مِن قَبْلُ لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ Even though before, prior to the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were going in a clear way astray. And then in Surah Al-Jumu'ah, you find, هُوَ الَّذِي بَعَثَ فِي الْأُمِّيَّةِ Again, the same thing. It is he who has sent amongst the unlettered ones a messenger who will recite his ayat upon them. وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَةِ وَالْحِكْمَةِ وَإِنْ كَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ This is a very important point. Although Ibrahim asked for that they should know the do's and don'ts before purification, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the all-wise, knows that this will not be effective. What will be effective is to purify them first. Purify them from superstition. Purify them from cheating the people. Purify them from killing without justification. Purify them from false beliefs. That was important. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was able to transform the character and the personalities of all the Sahaba. He was able to transform their worldview prior to teaching them, do this and don't do that. They used to love the dunya. But shortly after that transformation, they longed for the akhirah. They didn't care about the luxuries of this world anymore. They used to worship their bodily inclinations. But after that, their worship was solely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What happened here was a result of this burning faith and conviction. The simple Sahaba, just listen what happened due to their intense faith. And I say, and I mean what I say, simple Sahaba, they were simple human beings. No big intellectuals, no rocket scientists. Simple Sahaba, absolutely simple. The simple Sahaba were able to conquer within a very short period of time two great superpowers. The Byzantine Empire, or the so-called Roman Empire in Syria, and the Persian Empire. How come? Where was the victory come from? Please note, it was not coming from their mighty strength and defense and all these, you know, weaponries. No. It came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala due to their intense faith. So you find that in a very short period of time, the expansion of Islam went on to include Egypt, Iraq, and the rest of the region. And by the end of the reigns of the four rightly guided caliphs, by the end of the reign of the Khulafa Rashidin al-Mahdiyin, Islam had vastly increased its